causes me some concern. Let's speak to Martin Bence Wilkins, who's in Bristol. Martin, you're painting a voucher at the moment.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
And you bought it off eBay?
Me and my son have bought a boat last year off eBay. We're just painting it now and we're hoping to take to the water in June, July of this year.
And you weren't trained? You've not been licensed?
No, I have had training. I've sailed all my life, dinghies primarily. But in the last 10 years, went into bigger boats. But initially, I was astonished, like some of your listeners, that no training whatsoever. You can do exactly what some of them have said. Buy a big boat and off you go, and good luck. However, it is about, finding out for yourself. It is about getting the training. And I did that with a friend of mine, got out of day skippers, and qualification to begin with, and hoping to do my yacht master later this year.
Obviously going to be fine because you've got years of experience. But the defence of not, I mean, firstly, people don't want another licensing association if they can avoid it. That's probably a common view. And secondly, unlike with a plane or a car, if you get into trouble in a yacht, it's only you that dies. So the argument goes that that is, to some extent, self-policing, that people will not take out yachts if they can't use them.
Well, I'm afraid that's not the case. Unfortunately, people do take them out without any experience whatsoever. And they are putting people's lives at risk. The people who come to rescue them, for a starter.
That's true. Martin, thank you. Colin Bullock.